With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has held talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the White House, and he's indicating the U.S. might soon lift its hold on advanced fighter jet sales to the NATO ally. During Trump's first term, the U.S. removed Turkey from the F-35 program. Erdogan says he's made it clear he's eager to see that hold lifted. The president says it was a good meeting, but he's not offering further details. The Trump administration telling agencies to prepare large-scale firings of federal workers if the government shuts down. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
With the government shutdown looming next week, the White House Budget Office said agencies should consider eliminating positions instead of furloughs. That would be an aggressive departure from past shutdowns when federal workers returned to their jobs. Asked about that plan, President Trump focused on politics instead.
This is all caused by the Democrats. They asked us to do something that's totally unreasonable.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
A federal judge dismisses a claim by former FBI agent Peter Strzok that he was wrongfully fired for disparaging text about President Trump.
Strzok was part of the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and told Congress in 2018,
"At no time in any of these texts did those personal beliefs ever enter into the realm of any action I took."
In a lawsuit, he made a First Amendment claim, saying he was wrongfully fired from the agency over those texts. But now a federal judge has rejected Strzok's claims, saying the FBI's interest in avoiding the appearance of bias outweighed his interest in expressing his political opinions. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Dow is 197 points in the red, the NASDAQ losing 150. This is SRN News. Texas bans men from women's restrooms.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott has signed a bill that requires people to use the bathroom that corresponds with their true gender in all government-owned buildings, including public schools. Abbott says, quote, "It's a common-sense public safety issue." The new law also orders the Texas penal system to make sure that men are not being housed with women in any facility. The statute levies a fine of $25,000 for a first violation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago's plan to honor Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, despite the powerful politician's support of abortion, has stirred controversy. Cardinal Blaise Kupich says the Archdiocese will present a Lifetime Achievement Award to the high-ranking Catholic Democrat for his work helping immigrants. Many pro-life Catholics are outraged. That includes Bishop Thomas Paprocki of Springfield. That is Durbin's hometown. This is SRN News. Big cutbacks for Starbucks.
Starbucks says it's closing hundreds of stores in the U.S. and Canada and laying off 900 non-retail employees. The company says the layoffs will begin immediately. Starbucks would not say how many stores are closing, but it expects to have 18,300 North American locations when the fiscal year ends on Sunday. Starbucks says workers will be offered transfers to other locations where possible and severance packages. I'm Donna Water.
A lawyer for Texas death row inmate Robert Roberson says he will not petition for clemency ahead of his scheduled execution in 3 weeks. The focus is now on a new trial. Roberson was convicted of murder in 2003 for the death of his two-year-old daughter, who was diagnosed with shaken baby syndrome. Roberson has argued that scientific evidence invalidates that diagnosis. More details at srnnews.com.